The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Weekend.
7 minutes after seven, open phone time here on the Bill Myers Show. We could talk about all sorts of things on your mind and some breaking news from the Supreme Court. I don't have all the details about it right now, but it's not the case with Grants Pass. The Grants Pass homelessness case is not. This is the Murthy versus Missouri case. This is the social media case. This is the one that, it's a lawsuit filed by the attorney generals of Missouri and Louisiana. And what they were charging the Biden administration with was badgering and hassling social media companies to restrict posts and restrict speech of Americans about all sorts of topics, whether it is involving election integrity, whether it was about COVID. And it was not a unanimous decision. Like I said, I don't have all the details on this one. But the federal government, but SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, punted on this. They punted and they said that, once again, the state attorney generals and the people filing the lawsuits didn't have standing. In other words, you don't have the right to actually figure out what this law means. So they never even got to whether, okay, you have a First Amendment right to free speech, and if the government has a social media company censor your speech, well, that's not the government censoring your speech, right? That's the social media company doing it, even though the social media companies were kind of like going, we'll do this because the federal government would more or less say something along the lines of, hey, it's a nice social media company. You wouldn't want us to come after you, would you? You know, that kind of thing. And I it's just unbelievable how they take this aspect of standing instead of just deciding the legal framework of the question asked. And this is a way that I think that the Supreme Court ended up just taking a dive. I don't know how the vote went on this, and I'm going to try to get that. But like I said, the decision just came out. But I don't consider this actually a very good decision. I think that it's almost like they didn't want to. Like they didn't want to really delve into, hey, all right, you had that pesky First Amendment, but if the government has Facebook censor you or Instagram censor you or X censor you, that's not the government doing it. It's just the government asking them to do it. It's not the same. I don't know. It's really, really, really weird times. Is that a sign of a republic that is healthy and in good shape? Arguably, it's. I think it's kind of like the blob saying that it's scared. They didn't really want them going after you. All right. So with the blob in scared mode, maybe you need to be protecting yourself a little bit more, too, and making sure that you take preparations. And yeah, we talk about always having food, water, emergencies and things like that. But are you prepared for the possibility of currency issues here? Well, that's when you talk with my friends Jay Austin and Company, Gold and Silver Buyers, Ashland and Grants Pass, 1632 Ashland Street, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Call 482-3715. You can get an appointment. Better yet, just walk in the door and talk with Mark and Andrea and get that wealth protection which has served humanity for several thousand years. And China, by the way, has been buying up gold hand over fist. We're not really sure how much, but it is interesting. I was reading Breitbart the other day. A listener sent me a story from Breitbart about how, I think, is it Argentina or, no, Venezuela? I have that story here someplace. One of these South American countries turned over, oh, here it is, Nicaragua. Nicaragua communist regime hands over the nation's gold mines to China. Okay. What do you think China's going to do with all that gold? Maybe you should get some of that, too. Talk to Jay Austin and Company, Gold and Silver Buyers. Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. They're where you go in Southern Oregon to buy and or sell. JayAustinBrokers.com, GrantsPassCoins.com. Okay? Okay. 770-5633. What's on your mind? We'll hit it next.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
Bi-Coastal Media's 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine, presented by Dusty's Transmissions, is publishing in July. Thank you to all of our winners and advertisers who will appear in the coming edition. In the meantime, you can visit bestofsouthernoregon.com to flip through the current magazine and find all of Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services. Also, please email rvcontact at bicoastal.media if your business is interested in being a pickup location for the 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine.
Our morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Poor James Carville is out of his mind, you know, freaking out that Donald Trump is winning in these polls. He's freaking out that Joe Biden is a cognitive mess. He's freaking out that he's losing African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and young people. Now he's very clearly in a cold sweat over Joe's prospects for victory in November. He posted a video yesterday warning that if Donald Trump secures re-election and replaces Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the United States will move into a theocracy.
I can assure you, if Trump wins and he names a replacement for Sotomayor, it's game set match. No more constitution, there's no more religious freedom. We're now going to officially move into a theocracy.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. I know I sure don't. This is Linda, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, free gold, and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's what I did. Call 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-G-O-L-D. That's 855-815-GOLD.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
All right, the breaking news, just so you know what's going on, not the Grants Pass case, but the Murphy v. Missouri case. Supreme Court just said that the people suing, trying to stop the government from jawboning social media companies into censoring them on behalf of government, the government drones, they say they don't have standing. So they didn't actually decide whether it's okay for government to do it, but I don't know. I can't help but think that there are probably Supreme Court people that, you know, you start wondering, does Deep State just have the naked pictures? Do they have the receipts on hand? And we're going to make sure that we get the right one. I don't know. I'll be curious to see. I don't have the vote yet on this, but I'll be curious to see what Clarence Thomas said. Because Clarence Thomas has been on the losing side of some of these bizarre government-loving decisions, even coming from our so-called conservative justices. And you know what Clarence Thomas has turned into? He's kind of like the Supreme Court honey badger. Anybody remember that honey badger video on YouTube or the social media company? Honey badger don't give a S, you know. Honey badger, that is so much Clarence Thomas. I don't know. But that is the latest. I wish I had some better news about that. So the Supreme Court wouldn't even touch it on whether or not the social media companies should have to listen to the federal government to tell them to censor. And the thing is, isn't it interesting how the stuff that ended up being censored was usually the truth? Because we wouldn't want the people knowing the truth there. And that brings us to Tom and Talent. Tom, you wanted to talk about the empire of lies. I'd love to get your opinion on that. Go ahead.
Well, absolutely, Bill. I mean, you cannot have the charade of a government that we have right now without the government having to consistently lie. I mean, it started out for me with the Kennedy assassination, but we had the Gulf of Tonkin, and we had the weapons of mass destruction, 9/11. I mean,
by the way, don't forget the attack of the Liberty, too, back in the day. All sorts of things you're not supposed to talk about.
Mm-hmm. And the COVID bioweapon injection. I mean, it just goes on and on. You cannot have this kind of fascist system that we have unless you lie. My far gone radio days, I interviewed Daniel Ellsberg, and he wrote a book called Secrets. And his basic premise of the book is that you cannot have fascism without a huge, huge amount of lying going on. And that's why we are in the kind of fix that we are, is that there have been so many lies, and people have not been up to speed to recognize it and see it. But that's what we live under, and well, that's what fuels it. I think a very...
Well, if you don't mind me interjecting here just a little bit, Tom, is there a possibility that that Americans are just very comfortable with comfortable lies that we have gotten used to over the years?
Oh, absolutely. We're like the sheep that have been very well herded and so forth. We basically, you know, if you look at the fourth turning and so forth, I mean, we're in that phase where we have very comfortable sheep right now, and they just kind of go along to get along and so forth. But we're at the point, too, now where fecal material is hitting the rotating blades at a very high level now.
I love that very kind way that you ended up putting the stuff hitting the fan, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. And I think what's going on right now is we're fairly deep into this phase, and it's affecting our everyday lives. People see it at the grocery store.
What concerns me, though, is that people self-censor. They self-censor. Well, even if you're going to do, I don't do as much social media posting as I used to. I'll just give you an example. Like, I do have a Facebook account, and I don't do nearly as much posting as I once did, Tom, because you realize to get past the algorithms and the censors, you sometimes have to water stuff down so much it doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
Well, that's where you go into the fecal material hitting the rotating blades. You got to say it in a way that you get through the censors, but you get the word out. I mean, look what happened with the COVID bioweapon. A lot of people were able to get somewhat of that information through. But I just the basic thing, though, for people to take away, if I could say it that, is that we're being lied to heavily, consistently. We're just as bad as Russia in the old days with a pravda, which I think means truth in Russian.
Russia would have salivated on a surveillance and control grid as the United States is currently designed. They would have just done anything to have that amount of information and control on its people. Just astounds
yeah,
me.
So the big question now is how to reverse it all, and the Supreme Court certainly didn't do its job again. And you know, like you say, what's going on? Why are they doing what they're doing? And
I have to ask Dr. Power sometime, and maybe I can get an attorney that can explain this to me. And if there's an attorney listening, please help me out. Why do they hang everything on standing? It's like if there's a serious legal question being brought by people. You know, how could even the attorneys of the state of Missouri and Louisiana that sued on this, we all have a dog in the fight about government control of speech here. And how could they come up and say and just invent this magic little, well, you don't have standing. What?
Yeah, I think the standing business it hasn't been around forever. I think this is something they've come up with in the last 20 years or so, maybe more. It'll be interesting to pursue where that did come from. But I bet you go back, there's some kind of court decision way back when that said, hey, that's a great idea. Now we can really keep the sheeple.
Well, yeah. In other words, I think when I hear the Supreme Court talk about standing, translation, we didn't really want to upset the overlords.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tom, I appreciate that. I'm sorry to sound so cynical about it, but that's kind of where I'm coming from,
up.
You know?
Yeah.
By the way, hey, while you're here, before I go on to the next calls here, I have to ask you about this because you are – Oregon Health Authority is always hassling you, right, in your chiropractic business. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's hassling everybody. It's not just chiropractors. It's across the board, naturopaths, medical doctors, and so forth.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know that that everything's going to be okay for you in your involvement with OHA because Leanne Johnson, the director of the Oregon Health Authority's Equity and Inclusion Division, has left She's left her position after more than 8 years. Alfonso Ramirez, who currently serves as Equity and Community Partnerships Manager in OHA's Behavioral Health Division, will be the interim director. Ramirez brings 30 years of experience in the human services as an educator, mental health clinician, program manager, and equity leader with expertise in trauma-informed and culturally responsive practices, system change, and community engagement. Can you explain, as a medical provider, what that word salad means from the Oregon Health Authority? Can you help me? Because I think you can translate for me. What does this actually mean?
Well, it's very simple. Wokeism in the medical field is going to kill a lot of people.
Oh, okay, good. So I will just scratch this all out and says wokeism will kill us all. Got it.
It's deadly.
Thank you so
Got
much.
Yep.
I thank you for helping me understand. And you have helped the listeners here, too. Isn't that great to have people like that? I love that. Thank you, Tom. Let me go to line two. Hi, KMED and KBXG. Who is this?
Hi, Bill. It's Lucretia.
Lucretia. Oh, I should have known you were calling. If I'd known, here we go. I got to have your theme. Got to have your theme. All right? We're grooving, baby. So what's on your mind, huh?
It is shining. With no chemtrails either. How nice.
Okay, you now how is it that when it's cloudy, it's chemtrails, but when it's sunny, it's just sunshine? What's going on?
Well, there's no actual persistent trails made of nanometals.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Hey, you know what I think it was Lynn wrote me the other day. You know what the next big thing is going to be when it comes to geoengineering? It might be kind of a self-involved geoengineering. You realize that all those Tesla satellites that are going up there, you know, for the internet connectivity, all that stuff.
Right.
They're, a whole bunch of them are going to be coming down within a few years every day and putting in all sorts of aluminum and heavy metals into the atmosphere, burning up because they have a limited lifespan, like 5 years. You pick up 30, 40,000 of these satellites, and there are multiple tons of metal.
You mean have helium balloons?
Yeah. No, helium balloons, that's spy satellite. No, we use satellites to do the real stuff here, all the people here.
Oh,
all right?
Gosh.
All right.
Okay. So the hardest type of war to fight, Marcus Aurelius said, was treason from within. And we have a situation that I was listening to Dr. David Martin with Alex Jones the other day, an incredible interview of update of what's going on. But very fascinating. Basically, Trump, they don't think he knew, but he signed the bill to basically take down the American government. And it was really Fauci. They're going to bankrupt us. This whole vaccine is a kill weapon. It has something in it that is known to cause your body not to commit apoptosis when you've got cancer cells. You know, your body knows, you know, if it's got a good immune system, it gets the cells to die rather than just keep growing.
Well, there has been an explosion of the so-called turbo cancers. This is coming from all sorts of legitimate folks. And cancer, of course. Well, I guess the way here, Lucretia, is invest in cancer centers. You'll pay off. Just you'll be fine. You'll be living well in your old age. Okay?
Right. It's going to bankrupt us with all the people with all these alternative door, you know, diseases now from it. But the Gulf War syndrome, we said, was not something from going over to Iraq and getting hit by chemical weapons. It was the vaccine. It was this vaccine that we're trying out on our troops.
You know, I don't know if I completely agree with that. There was a gentleman here from Southern Oregon who ended up dying of cancer a number of years ago. I'm sorry, I forget his name. And I didn't know we were going to talk about it. I probably would have looked it up. But he says the stuff that they were breathing in the burn pits when he was serving over in Iraq was just horrid, what was going on.
Yeah, no doubt there was some of that. But the
depleted uranium, things like that.
Mm-hmm. It was proven that that's what they were doing. And as Bill Gates said, it's going to take out 10 to 15%. He said through vaccines and through healthcare, which we know they were bringing in people. Mercola posted an article over in Europe, in England. They were literally had people in black coming in and just putting people on remdesivir.
Well, it's interesting that you bring this up, that the health system will be used. But don't worry. Oregon is going to be safe, Lucretia, because remember, Oregon Health Authority has now introduced a new equity and inclusion leadership at the Oregon Health Authority. And I'll bet that you know when you go to your doctor, you make sure that that doctor is diverse and inclusiveness over all everything else. Medical skills, who cares about that? That is so like 1990, right? Okay? You're going
to
be fine.
I don't believe in going to doctors anymore.
Of course you don't.
Just like you said, going to your health care. I mean, people got on the carnivore diet. This one lady was wasting weight. She was on 13 drugs. She was very wealthy, could afford the best, and just went on the carnivore diet. She's off all the drugs. Her muscles are coming back at 70. And she's
funny you bring that up. There's a gentleman who wrote me a letter that has lost about 100 pounds going on that carnivore-style diet. And you know what the standard medical people are telling him? You know, this is not really going to work for you, this this fad that you're engaged in. And, you know, he's lost 100 pounds, and he's healthy as a horse now. It's like,
well, diabetes alone has bankrupted us, and 100% came off their injectables. Some 86 or 92% came off their insulin, and I think it was 86 came off even metformin. People are totally getting well.
Well, thank you very much for the always wide-reaching conversation. I always appreciate your check-in. All right? Thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, the Lucretia. Hey, that's it. We should call her Bob Lucretia. Kind of like the Donald. Right? That sort of thing. Let me go to line one. Hi, who's this? Go ahead. Morning.
This is Minor Dave.
Oh, Minor Dave, it's a hat trick. Go ahead.
Yeah, yesterday I heard on your radio news break after I called that the American Civil Liberties Union is going to put on the 2026 ballot gay rights, right?
Actually, I don't know if it's the ACLU. Let me find that. I do have that story. Here it is. This is reported in Capital Chronicle. Oregon advocates launch campaign to protect abortion, gay marriage, trans care, and constitution. And it's LGBTQ plus, which includes you're right. ACLU is involved in that. ACLU Oregon, Basic Rights Oregon, and Planned Parenthood advocates. And so they want to enshrine all of the insanity in the Constitution. As if there's any danger of abortion being stopped in this highly progressive, insane state.
Well, what that really is because anybody can get married now that wants to by the Supreme Court dictates. So why do they need that? It's so that they can then say, well, I'm in love with that 14-year-old. And
I really love that. I really love that girl, right? You know?
Yeah.
You know,
it's the right to sodomy act.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Great. Dave, thanks for the call. Yeah, they think that they'll get that passed in 2025. We'll see, but we'll be talking more about that as time goes on. They have to gather up 150,000 signatures to do this. And these are the same kind of individuals that, the lies and the way that that words are manipulated are quite astounding. It really is amazing the creativity that comes here. I was looking at a Fox News story the other day. In fact, I saved it here. A cancer charity suggested that people might like to use the trans-friendly term front hole instead of cervix. And this was in a post advocating for LGBTQ individuals to get cervical cancer screenings. And so they're outlining cervical screening suggestions. This is the Canadian Cancer Society. Canadian Cancer Society outlines cervical screening suggestions for a trans man or non-binary person assigned female at birth, because apparently men can have cervixes too, but if you just talk about having a cervix exam, that would make you really feel like maybe you really weren't a man, because you aren't a man! Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. Because you aren't a man. I meant because you aren't a biological man. And I'm not going to yell. I'm going to be, you know, calm about this. But yeah, these are the same sort of people that want to enshrine the insanity. Yep, they want to say that you should be saying front hole instead of cervix when you're talking about exams. And yes, indeed, another example of more people in the medical community who have their head up their rear hole instead of the front hole. I don't know. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Chef salad, so fresh and colorful. Diner 62 has been known to warn diners of euphoric sensory overload.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is the Rogue Valley's spray-on bedliner leader for 20 years running. We're excited to upgrade our spray-on bedliner product to MilSpec and join the fast-growing nationwide network of dealers. Our new MilSpec bedliners are backed by a nationwide lifetime warranty and feature the latest innovations in spray-on bedliner technology. Stop by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority and let our seasoned team of professionals give your truck the protection it needs with a MilSpec spray-on bedliner.
Does your property have adequate, defensible space for fire season? Hi, this is Jeff with Quality Tree Service. Fire officials are again urging property owners to maintain a buffer clear of brush, low-hanging branches, and other flammable material. At Quality Tree Service, we can visit your property and recommend trimming, brush clearing, and tree removal if necessary to help provide fire protection for your home and outbuildings. Call me today for a thorough inspection and no obligation quote. Visit QualityTreeServiceMedford.com.
Longer days and warming weather means more time outside. Terra Firma Foundation Systems wants you to know if your outdoor patio is uneven, cracked, settling, or separating, Terra Firma can help. Restore your sunken concrete in just a few hours. The foam technology settles underneath and lifts your concrete. It's fast and affordable and improves the look and safety of your patios and pathways. Get your outdoor spaces ready with Terra Firma. Visit GoTerraFirma.com. That's GoTerraFirma.com. CCB 173-547.
Welcome back to the Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMET.
Oh, we're going to have fun here. You know, we've been talking about all this serious stuff, and all the news is really, there's not a whole ton of great happy news. I wish there were, but there's nothing that I would love more to be able to come on and say, you know, everything's fine. Democrats are not attacking you. Everything's fine. It's okay, and everyone's just going to live around in peace and harmony, and peace will come upon the planet, and love will steer the start. You know, Pluto has now moved into Aquarius. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, you know, all that kind of things. I'd love to be able to just tell you that we're all going to be happy. We'll be happy in our little interplanetary pod, but we have to deal with reality. But, you know, you got to go out and have some fun, too. And right now, I'm going to give you the chance to go out and have so much fun at Brit Festival this Sunday night. Now, you know what I'm getting at. This is the comedy show. It's an all-ages kind of show, family-friendly. And if you've ever watched the TV show, Whose Line Is It Anyway, Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood, well, their tour is coming to Southern Oregon in Jacksonville on the Brit Hill this Sunday. 8:30 is when the show starts. It's going to be a great show, and I would love to get you there at Brit Festival. If you're just calling 9 right now, we'll get you there. You'll enjoy it. You know, sit there, have a little wine, little laughs. And by the way, every show is different because they take suggestions from the audience and they do improv comedy. It's incredible stuff. I don't know how they do it. I think you have to be super smart and creative to be able to do what they do, and you get a chance to see it. Call the 9 at 770-5633, a pair of reserve seats. So you can show up at 8:29 and you won't miss the show. You don't have to go there early and try to get a blanket out if you want, you know? 770-5633, good luck. And we are so proud to co-sponsor that one. KMED co-sponsors it along with Pacific Power. Thanks so much, and caller 9, you're going.
3, 2, 1.
Discount Fireworks Superstore. Get the same amount of fireworks for half the price.
Twice the fireworks for the same price you'd pay at the other guys.
All your favorites, sparklers, screaming patriots, ground blooms, and killer bees, at least 50% off.
Over 250 items to choose from.
Discount Fireworks Superstore has 6 locations in the Valley. South Pacific Highway near Grange Co-op. West Main near Thunderbird. Ashland across from Butler Fort. Central Point across from Pilot. White City at Wilson Equipment. Grants Pass in the first tent on Rogue River Highway just east of Gun and Tackle. Plus Cape Junction on Redwood Highway and River Road. For a discount fireworks superstore near you and free fireworks, visit dfsfireworks.com. Once again, for discount fireworks superstore locations plus free fireworks, visit dfsfireworks.com. That's dfsfireworks.com. Remember, for free fireworks, visit dfsfireworks.com. Get the same amount of fireworks for half the price only at discount fireworks superstore.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court has ruled for the Biden administration in a social media dispute with some Republican-led states. This has to do
55 Antelope Road in White City. Build your future at Boise Cascade. Boise Cascade is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Barkley with American Rancher Garage, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
20 before 8. Boy, $21.50 starting trainer wage at Boise Cascade. That is great. A lot of people were asking me about that. And especially if you know some people out of school looking for a great place to get a start with some room to move, right? That kind of thing. $21.50. That's not bad starting wage these days, for sure. All right. Now then, before we get on with State Senator Dennis Linthicum, I have a little talk on matters of liberty and his race for Secretary of State. I just wanted to congratulate Sherry Sherman of Medford. Sherry ended up being the ninth caller here, and she's going to go see Colin Mockery and Brad at Brit this coming, this guy, Brad Sherwood, by the way, this coming Sunday at Brit. It's the Asking for Trouble comedy tour, and it's wonderful. Just go to britfest.org to get your tickets if you just want to pick up a pair right now. It's going to be a great show. We're really proud to co-sponsor this along with Pacific Power, but she's going to be in the reserve seating there, and I have two more pair that we're going to be giving away the next 2 days, and I'm going to do them both around 7:30 Thursday and around 7:30 on Friday, okay? So you listen, we'll give you a chance to call in, and I hope you win that. And it's a wonderful show, and we need to be able to laugh about the human condition and the absurdity of it all these days, that is for sure. And we have State Senator Dennis Linthicum, who is running for Secretary of State. Dennis, welcome back. How you doing, sir?
Good. We're doing great here. It's a good morning, coming off a good week of activities. I don't think I saw you at the MOGA event that Jackson County Republicans put on, but it was a fun day. It was a great event, and a lot of big name guys were there, and really interesting talks as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed yourself. No, I did not attend that this time. But what I did want to dig into is what I was even talking with Linda about it. And, Linda runs campaigns, but even she's a little bit confused. And I'll bet you many people are as to what a Secretary of State does in Oregon and why it's so important. And it's one of those positions. It's like, Attorney General, you kind of get that. Treasurer, you understand that. It's about the money, right? That sort of thing. But Secretary of State, what does it
do? Secretary of State has basically four complete functions. One is the chief elections officer for the state. So as that individual who doesn't quite control, the legislature really controls the law. But the Secretary of State makes rules regarding how to implement the legal form that comes from a bill that was in the House. For example, we just stumbled across this in the last election when we asked for ballot images. Your local county clerk was going to charge our group $987,862.17, i.e. $1 million, to get the images because of a rule created and implemented by the Secretary of State. Now, your local elections officer did their best. They did everything they were supposed to do. They were spot on. They're good employees. But they're being handcuffed or chained by the rules coming from the Secretary of State. I would have the opportunity, one, to rewrite those rules and make them more reasonable or fair or however, and if they are fair, okay, Great, leave them in place. If they're unfair, change them.
Well, and I would argue that, and I know maybe people within the county structures were kind of sore because I know that you and Senator Kim Thatcher and others were involved in a lawsuit suing the counties. And they're kind of like, and I'm sure maybe they're butthurt about it because they're thinking, why are you suing us? Because, we're just doing what the Secretary of State tells us. But I guess was the whole goal to try to get the counties to step up and defend sanity, and rather than just being a laydown. I don't know. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I was kind of wondering about that sometime.
Well, at some point, every time anybody sues the government, like what Murthy versus U.S. or whatever, Murthy mm-hmm. versus Missouri or yeah. whatever it might be, Fisher versus U.S. These are all complaints against the Department of Justice, the EPA, the Department of Forestry, whatever. Every time large-scale government does something offensive, takes your property, whatever, all of those things, you have the opportunity to redress your grievance. And so what that turns into is a lawsuit, and the lawsuit then you have a million lawyers working for the state of Oregon or for the, you know, Oregon Department of Environmental Quality or Oregon Water Resources Department defending the fact that they shut off all wells in the Sprague River Valley that were within 1 mile linear distance of the Sprague River. Now, you know, who in the world picked 5,280 feet? From the surface?
Well, so much of the regulatory state is arbitrary and capricious, is what it seems. In other words, people spitball everything about it. And it's like, all right, under the guise of, well, going back to this deal about having to pay $1 million to look at the Jackson County ballots, you never had to pay that in the past. You used to be able to just examine the images of the voter ballots for a pretty modest cost.
Right. And so now that leads to distrust. It leads to conspiracy theories. It leads to arguments about whether there was fraud or no fraud or whatever. And all of these become valid because nobody knows what they don't know. Right. That's the definition. They have no idea if there was fraud or not.
And this is a rule that was written by the Secretary of State's office to implement legislation. So this is one aspect of being Secretary of State that is probably the most important part about it, because you would be running the elections. You would be crafting the rules to be fair, not arbitrary and capricious. You could rewrite this rule to say, as an example, that no, it doesn't cost $1 million to examine Jackson County's ballots. You have to say, hey, if you're stupid enough to put your signature on the ballot and identify yourself, that's on you. That's not on the system, right? That kind of thing.
That's right. And the overreach, this is actually what happens in authoritarian regimes, is the overreach starts bursting out of the seams, because once someone is successful, everyone thinks they too can be successful. For example, the Supreme Court, you talked about it maybe a couple of weeks ago, they said, oh, we're going to step out of the bump stock realm. You know, bump stocks aren't really illegal, and it doesn't matter to me whether a bump stock is illegal or not illegal. The point is, there was a ruling that was inappropriate and it got taken to court and the Supreme Court finally dealt with it. But then immediately, in terms of lawfare, what you see is guns are a public health problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the next attack.
Therefore, the Biden administration is going to come out with more rules, and it's going to take more lawsuits to push them back. This is when you know government is too big, too large, and too incapable of dealing with our problems, and they should just leave us alone.
Yeah, well, it's not going to leave you alone. You almost have to throw them out on their butt to make them leave you alone. It's like government, I don't think, will voluntarily ever leave you alone. Fair enough.
That's right. And that was my argument on the Senate floor. That's why I'm no longer running for Senate, because they said, Senator Linthicum, you're not qualified to run for Senate. And I said, okay, am I qualified to take the Secretary of State's seat? And they go, oops, I guess you are.
All right. So the election rules, that's like the number one job then of the Secretary of State. So you can write these arbitrary and capricious Bolstein rules that have been put in place by mostly rabid Democrat Party activists for the last few years. You can bring
the other thing is controlling how ballot measures, how IP, the initiative process, IP 17, IP 3, IP 26, how these get onto the ballot, how the ballot title gets crafted. IP, the measure 113 got passed because they were allowed to keep the phrase quorum out of the title and out of the description. And nobody knew that, you know, showing up to work meant giving over your rights to deny quorum and stop the floor.
So you weren't. So the Secretary of State then said, because there was a Democrat operative essentially doing it, a rabid party hack, in my opinion, with the unions and the George Soros types that were pushing Measure 113, they didn't want the people knowing about quorum, that denial of quorum was a constitutional power for the minority party, right? They didn't want them knowing that. So they took it out. They didn't allow that to be in it.
That's right. Well, and they set up the committee that authored the language for the ballot title, just like all Senate committees. They're composed of five senators, and because the majority party, the party with the gavel, controls how they're set up, there's always three Democrats and two Republicans. So, you know, every inning, every day, rain or shine, doubleheader, night game, morning, you know, start, doesn't matter. You know the score. It's always 3-2. So if it makes it to the committee, it's coming out and it'll soon be on the floor. Here's the other thing they do with regard to writing a ballot title and description for the voter's pamphlet. That committee is also comprised of 3-2. And so you know exactly how that's going to get voted out of that, you know, quote, joint committee. They act like everything's joint and nonpartisan.
But it's really
balanced.
Really Democrat. The Democrats have the votes. We know that. OK, fine. Yeah,
that's right. And so these are, you know, ballot titles are big deals. This this one where everybody gets $750 every you have to be at least 190 days old. So a 6 month old doesn't receive the $750, but a 6 month and 10 day old or 11 day old does receive $750 from the taxpayer. Every man, woman, and child has to will receive a check for $750 just for being a human being.
And that's not going to be corrupt or cause a lot of people to move here just to get free money, right? That won't help that. They won't do that, right?
And nobody says, you know, how do you quote prove permanent address?
I don't want to get bogged down in that particular. I haven't even talked much about that. I bet most people haven't even heard about that nonsense, which is being proposed. But it would put a minimum state income tax on corporations to pay for this, to pay for free money giveaway, right? That's what it would do.
That's right. And they lay it out at $750, but nobody deals with the long-term impact, the long-term effect. And nobody says that the legislature can't, once it becomes, quote, law, the legislature can have a revision to that law, and they could take that $750 and put it in their pocket.
They could buy more. They could buy more homeless tents and needles and fentanyl boofing kits. Have you heard about those in some of the areas?
And so it becomes this becomes again. This is a massive Democratic control, but by Democratic, I don't mean of elective process.
I understand that. But then as Secretary of State, what would you do when you see a monstrosity of a deal? Because the importance of having a Republican Secretary of State for you, in my view, was that it is a check on supermajority Democratic Party party power. Am I right about that? Or is there another example of it? Because the idea is not to go there and write everything to favor Republicans. That's not what you'd be doing as Secretary of State. I don't think that would be the job. Or is it as a partisan job?
Well, you have to ask, why isn't it part of the job? Look at this. There is one Republican on the ballot and there's one Democrat on the ballot. So people ought to know what they're getting. They're either getting diversity and inclusion, or they're getting logic, math, and rigorous control. So at some point, people have to make up their mind. What do they think elections should be about, diversity, or do they think elections numbers ought to count and ballots ought to count and language ought to mean something? When it's no longer a cervix, but it's a front hole, they are destroying our language. When it's no longer male and female, they are destroying our language. Why is the academic institutions, you know, poisoning our kids in junior high, high school, and university level with destroying their very own language? The skills needed to impact our culture for the better are being stripped from them at this very moment, and people don't even realize it. This is a really important job.
Yeah, Secretary of State.
A lot of responsibility.
Well, Secretary of State, through the control of the election rules and the control of the ballot titles, would appear to be is it fair to say it's about bringing true fairness and true fair play and true transparency on what something actually means, rather than trying to hide the what actually happens in a lot of these ballot measures through the through deceptive titles and deceptive descriptions? Would that be fair, what the Secretary's take, and then, Rod, what could actually be fair on?
That's actually a great description. It's truth versus falsehood. It's, you know, truth in electoral counts. You know, it's truth in narrative. It's truth in rulemaking. It's truth all the way up and down the ladder. So that the Secretary of State's office, there are three executive offices that aren't part of the legislature, but they're all partisan. And because you a minute ago, you say, shouldn't you be neutral? And the point is, they are partisan offices. People think public health shouldn't be partisan. Like, why do blue states demand masks and red states don't? And you would never think public health was a partisan issue. But the public health system, the Secretary of State's office, the elections are all built by political players. Therefore, okay, the politics comes to the surface in every one of these realms. And for us to take Oregon back, we need an AG, a Secretary of State, and a treasurer who are currently on the ballot as Republican. Those individuals should be promoted above all others.
All right. Very good. And I'm certainly going to help promote you here, Dennis, Senator Linthicum. We appreciate that. Senator Dennis Linthicum with us, and he's running for Secretary of State. ElectDennis.com. I got to tell you, folks, this is the time where you need to be, and I'm not your campaign manager or anything like that. I don't know. But the thing is, it's going to take some money. I know this is the politically stupid time of year. Do you agree? A lot of people check out. And I'm not saying this to bash people, but they go out and they're living their life right now doing summertime. But this is going to take some big bucks to really run an effective campaign this fall. Would you agree, you know, on this, on a statewide election against the Democratic machine?
That's very true. You know, I'm hoping, you know, there were almost 500,000 Republicans who are registered Republicans that didn't vote. And, you know, that's 50,000, only 36,000 in Multnomah, but 50,000 some odd in Clackamas, 50,000 some odd in Washington counties. Those big areas of, the, you know, population centers have the most Republicans that didn't vote. And getting those people to decide, you know, now is the time to step out. There's no sense in cheerleading for lies or cheerleading for falsehood or cheerleading for front holes when you could actually address a cervix and you could, you know.
That really intrigued you, that whole thing about the cancer group that I was talking about. Wow, that really grabbed you, didn't it?
Well, it's just so it's so absurd. It's so offensive. Every female, you know, all these females who want abortions, you know, are they aborting something from their front hole or from their womb or from their cervix or what's going on here? You know, it's offensive to have these guys go at the heart of what it means to be a human, a man and a woman, and to assault the American family and traditional values. These values, remember in the old days, the church was too authoritarian and stigmatized, you know, the illicit behavior between the sexes. And we don't like that stigmatism. So we're going to get rid of all of those rules. And now we have the far left assaulting and stigmatizing anybody who's in a traditional cisgendered relationship.
Well, yeah, anybody who believes in the truth and the beautiful and the real human experience. You know, you're to be marginalized. And hey, we are not going quietly into that night here, Senator. We're just not.
And I think that's the point to make, that, you know, that they've made hobgoblins out of misinformation, disinformation and malinformation and, you know, state security is just fear mongering to the point where, you know, people have to learn to stand fast. They know what's true. They know what's beautiful. They know what's good and honest, and they need to fight for it.
All right. ElectDennis.com to find out more. Now, Dennis, you were talking today about the power of the Secretary of State that you would be able to judiciously use for a good cause there to right this corrupt ship of state, you know, that we have right now. And that's with the election rules and making elections count, you know, making registrations count, being real about this and transparent about the whole thing. And another aspect of this, and because I want to make sure people understand just how important the Secretary of State position is. A lot of times their eyes glaze over on these things. Next week, maybe we talk about the audit power, which I think is another big power that the Secretary of State has, and what you could bring to that table. Are you good with that?
Right. This is number one. Number two is the state audit office, and number three is sustainability board, and number four is land use council. We can talk about those over the next 3 weeks.
All right. Yeah, a lot of ringing of bells, and understanding why this is a very key position and not something to be sitting around going So anyway, thank you so much, and be well, and don't let the don't let the rear holes get you down. How about that? Since they're talking about front holes.
There you go. That's a great way to do it. And, please, if you can afford, go to electdennis.com, and there's a donate page there. Any resources that are contributed will be extremely helpful in impacting those more populous counties to our north.
Okay. And so don't throw your vote down a hole, okay? We want to make sure you do the right thing this coming fall, all right? Thank you, Senator. Good having you on, all right? We'll see you then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Secretary of State candidate Senator Dennis Linthicum. It is 2 minutes after 8. This is KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford. KPXG Grants Pass at 99.3 FM. Translator at 105.9. This is for Grants Pass, by the way. K290 AF Rogue River. And in the South Jackson County, K294 AS Ashland at 106.7 FM.
Millette Construction has been a general contractor for